It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis said in a press conference Sunday, federal medical supply efforts are falling well short of what is needed. At the height of the outbreak, Colorado may need thousands more life-saving ventilators than it currently has. He said the federal government had indicated that states are on their own.
We as states need to play an unprecedented role in securing our own supply chains of personal protective equipment and ventilators to deal with the virus. And we are, and we will.
Polis also highlighted the gravity of the coronavirus crisis, saying he expects it will reach every corner of Colorado. The U.S. Senate is still trying to find bipartisan agreement on an almost $2 trillion coronavirus aid package that it could pass and send to the House. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow says via Skype that everyone wants to get it done fast, but they also want to make sure it's right. One area he's looking out for is how funds to help larger companies like airlines would be used.
These are companies that have done stock buybacks and other things. I want to make sure it's going to support operations, that the airlines can continue to fly, but also support workers.
The Senate package is the largest financial response to an economic crisis ever. It includes $500 billion in loans to businesses, states, and municipalities, direct payments of $1,200 to adults and $500 per child, and $250 billion to help state unemployment insurance programs. USA Track and Field is the latest U.S. Olympic team to push for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo to be postponed. The CEO of the track team sent a letter to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee in Colorado Springs, urging it to ask the International Olympic Committee to delay the games because of the coronavirus crisis. The committee says it's too early to postpone. The games are scheduled to start July 24th. USA Swimming has also asked for a delay. Weather watchers say southwestern Colorado snowpack got a needed boost from last week's storm. The San Juan Mountain region saw a 7% uptick compared to about a week ago. Becky Bollinger is with the Colorado Climate Center.
Now the southern half of the state is close enough to average that we're definitely going to feel a little bit more comfortable instead of the growing concern we've been seeing.
February and March are key months for Colorado snowpack, which fill the state's water reservoirs. And mountain areas are getting more snow today and through the week. That's around Vail, with snow today and tomorrow and into the weekend. There's a chance for rain around Denver this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.